I guess we're done.
Yeah. All right. Well, any sort of parting shots at any of these bands or spin tunes in general or AI or anything we haven't quite discussed or didn't quite get to?
I don't think so. I'm a little bit regretful that I was kind of a dick in places, but I'm just going to pretend that's my job as reviewer.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I mean, this is one of those things that why I like having our theme song saying that everybody's going to lose. You know, for all of our theme songs, for our song fight theme songs, for our Nurine theme songs, it's like, you know, we have 33 submissions. 32 of these bands are going to lose Spin Tunes 23. And so it's kind of like, well, if we say something not so nice about these songs, then, and not just that, but if you get eliminated from our low ratings, well, it was going to happen anyway. You know, it's like, what do you want? You want to, for us to put one of the better songs out? It's just not going to work that way. I mean, we're also desperate for anything that we can find to rank your song lower.
Yeah. So for God's sakes, don't give us anything.
Like... Exactly. We point out these nitpicks. We point out these things that didn't, you know, sit with us quite right. This was a mixed bag. I don't think it's going to be incredibly impossible to put, you know, 5 songs in the bottom and 5 songs on the top. Everything in the middle is going to be pretty random, I think, more or less. But, you know, there were some subpar songs and some excellent songs. When it comes right down to it, it's everybody except for those top 5 songs or for the top 5 artists is not going to make it to round 4 in one way or another.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other way to think of it, though, is that Jerkatorium won, so anybody can win. Just write better, right? Just submit better songs.
Can't be that hard.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah.
Do you have an idea of what songs are at the top of your list? Like, if you had to pick, like, 3 standouts that really caught your attention.
I mean, even though it was sloppy, that Not Secretly Glenny is got to be in the top 3 for me. And then, certainly Also in Blue, just so good. And then number 3 is... Whoever's listening, it's probably your song. Yeah. No, by the time this comes out, it'll be out, but I have no idea. There are plenty of them that I just enjoyed quite a bit. It's going to be hard. What about you? Top few?
Let's see. So Also in Blue has got to be in the top 3 and very likely number 1. It's just the scope of it. It was ambitious and perfectly carried out. I have to give it massive props for that. Like other songs, like, you know, I was also really, really enjoyed the Not Secretly Glenny song, but I feel like I would be a hypocrite if, like, I ranked it super high when I didn't think it did a great job of meeting the challenge, when I used that as a reason to, you know, to knock down a bunch of other songs I didn't like for other reasons.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the problem with this delightful song that made me smile from ear to ear is that it's a little sloppy.
Yeah. With Joe, Just the Start. You know, that's one I definitely liked. Like, I do like that 80s synth pop sound, and that one delighted me. Yeah. Of course, I really like Amy by Panicata Army.
Yeah.
I really like that Stax Records sound. I was really into that.
I liked Punk Rock Girl.
Yeah, I like that too. That's going to probably be in my top 10. Like, I like it that much.
And honestly, I liked Outlier too.
Yeah, I liked Outlier too. Oh, I like that, the Swampy Tennessee Appalachian Mountains song.
Yeah. That's
that's dark, but good.
Oh, yeah, I said I wasn't going to out him. I think it'll be obvious later to anybody who it isn't already obvious to.
Oh, you know who it is? Or you have an idea of who it is?
I do know who it is. I can tell you off the recording.
All right. We'll just edit it out. Who is it?
It's...
Oh. Wow. Wow. Well. Oh, interesting. Yeah. I quite like that. Trying to see what else I really... Oh, Sober. You got to give props to Sober just because of the incredible just competency and talent on display. You know, you have to reward that kind of effort and that kind of outcome.
Where's Ominous Ride going to be? Middle or bottom?
He'll be at the top of the bottom tier.
I think I might just use my upset with AI as an excuse of putting it in the bottom.
Yeah.
Even though I like the song a whole lot. It's
Yeah.
I'm torn. So who knows? I mean, we got a week before we got to put in our rankings. Maybe over a week. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have a
So
hard time ranking like Professdriga
yeah.
lower than the an AI generated song. I just, you know, they tried hard and they had a grand vision, and while it may not have worked out, like they put a lot of work into that song. So I'd have a hard time, you know, ranking the Ominous Ride song higher than that.
A lot of work, a lot of thought, and no idea how to produce it.
Yeah, well, just some, you know, this is obviously not their passion, music writing, so, or music
Ouch.
production is probably not their passion.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. What's going to be kind of at the bottom? We talked about Ominous Ride, but is there anything that stuck out as something that it was a especially hard listen for you?
Okay. All right. So I've got one thing that I should have mentioned before, and probably the very bottom is going to be Glennie doing Corvette Seasick. And I just say that because of that, what I believe is a vocal effect that, oh, wow. I think it's a wordless vocal. And if anybody knows anything about music, they should never use a wordless vocal in any song for any reason whatsoever. So that's probably going to go into the very bottom for me.
Wordless vocal like ooh or ah, like
Yeah. Or like, mbop or anything like that. The woo 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 that's in that song is I believe a vocal wordless. There's no place for wordless vocals in songs, and it should never ever be used.
can't help but feel like you're trolling me.
What? But okay, let's see. I'll start with shout outs then. I would like to thank Nivius again for joining us during our previous podcast for that 6 hour long podcast. Crazy, 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 but he was a lovely, wonderful guest. I feel embarrassed that we had such low recording quality, and we're not going to do low recording quality stuff in the future like that. I want to thank Brian and Alan. Brian, we invited you here. These invitations are going to be fewer and further between as we get guests for our upcoming podcasts. But yeah, Brian and Alan, best wishes to you too. And I want to do a shout out to my husband. Thank you for all of your love and support and your patience. And I think that's it.
Nice. I would like to give a shout out to our benevolent overlord Micah, or the Emperor of Spin Tunes.
Yeah.
I feel like this is just a very well-run contest. Like I've been impressed by. He has this guide on sort of how to judge songs that I've referred to at times that I think is incredibly well written. I just feel like Spin Tunes is an excellent stewardship in Micah's hands. So thank you, Micah. I'll be asking something of you later.
Uh-oh.
And yeah, that's about the only real shout out I have. Oh yeah, I'd also like to shout out Glennie. Glennie, thank you for all you do for the Songfight community. Glennie also played backing bass for me in Songfight Live, so thanks for that. And also Geech. Yeah, it was Glennie and Geech. Thanks guys. I appreciate that. And that's about it.
Yeah, anybody out there who hasn't seen it yet, the Songfight Live 2024 Denver is up on the YouTubes. Go check it out. It's great performances by a great group, by several great groups of performers, including Jerkatory with a live band that I couldn't be in because I got COVID. But Chumpy did a fabulous, fabulous job all on his own. So, if we've learned anything, it's that I am unnecessary on every level.
As being the one with the most taste, I do not believe that's true, but
Well, thank you. That's very generous. But yeah, okay. So, future podcasts for this. Hopefully, we're going to have guests on each one. We've got a couple of people lined up already. And yeah, thanks for listening. And I think we're pretty much done.